It's a Scorsese and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're in Parshas Toldos. Such a jam-packed Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perichov, hey, Pasuk Yutes, Ve'ila told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holidet Yitzchak. And these are the offsprings of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham, and Avram had Yitzchak. Vayhi Yitzchak ben Arba'im Shana. We know that Yitzchak was 40 years old. Last week's Parsha, we spoke about how Yitzchak got Rivka as a wife, and she's 3 years old. And Vayitar says a Pasuk, Perichov, hey, Pasuk of Aleph, Vayitar Yitzchak la'Hashem l'nchoch ishto ki akarahi. He goes to the side, Rashi brings down, he went to the side, and he said, I'm going to daven for Rivka because she's akara, she's barren, she can't have any children. And then, Vata Rivka Ishto, and then Rivka was able to have children. And then a very famous pasuk, Vayitratzisu habonim bikirba, and the children crushed within her. Vatomar in Cain lamaze anochi, and she said, why is that I am? Vatelech lidrosh et Hashem, and she went to inquire of Hashem. And question one. First of all, back in the day, they didn't have sonograms. She didn't know exactly what was going on. And Rashi brings down from the Medrash, the famous Medrash, which we all know were taught as little children, that says that whenever Rivka would go and pass the place of Avodah Zarah, one baby would kick out. And whenever it would go past a Beis Medrash or a Beis Knesset, it would go and kick out. And Rivka didn't know what was going on. Imagine, they didn't have sonograms. She didn't know anything. But the pasuk is so difficult because she says this strange language. Lama ze anochi. Why is it that I am? Vatelech lidrosh et Hashem. So what is this language of lama ze anochi? Why is this I? And she went to go Lidrosh et Hashem. And Rashi says, what does that mean, Lidrosh et Hashem? She went to go ask the Beis Medrash Hashem Ve'Aver to figure out what is going on. But a very fascinating question. They say the question, B'Shem Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, or Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, why is it? We know that the Gemara tells in Nida Daflam, the famous Gemara, that when we're in utero, we're learning Kol HaTorah Kula. And when we come out, we get hit on right on top of the lip, right below the nose, and we lose Kol HaTorah Kula. So, if Yaakov was learning with the Malach, learning with the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, so how come he pushed to get out? Wouldn't it be better to stay learning with Hashem? Question one. Question two. All of a sudden, we know that right away it tells us, Vayetze harishon edmoni kulo kaderes se'ar vayikro shemo Esav. The first one comes out and he's an edmoni, he's red, and he's called Esav. Va'akri ken yaso achiv v'yado achozes be'ikev vayikro shemo Yaakov. V'yitzchak ben shishim shana. Yitzchak was 60 years old and he had Esav and Yaakov. Why is he called Esav? Because he was an Edmoni, and Rashi brings out he was Asui. And why is he called Yaakov? Why are we called Bnei Yaakov? Because he grabbed onto the heel. Why is that the name? What is the fight between a Yaakov and an Esav? That's the main question. And furthermore, it says by next pasuk, every pasuk, wow. By Yigdolu Hanarim, they were getting older. We know Esau was a hunter. V'Yakov tam ishio shev olim, and Yaakov was a person that sat, and he was in there. He was a tam, and he said he was wholesome, and he sat and he learned. Now here we go. V'Yahav Yitzchak Esau, and Yitzchak loved kisayed befiv. He loved Esau because he tricked, because he was trapping with his mouth. Rivka oheves. Ask the Rishonim, I don't get it. Why does it say in past tense that Yitzchak loved?
And by Rivka, it says that she oheves, in future, that she loved him. It doesn't make sense. And it gives a reason why Yitzchak loved Esav, because he was Sayid Befiv. But it doesn't give me a reason why Rivka loved Yaakov. Question 3. We know, again, there's so many stories in this week's parasha. The story of the Bechor, next Psukim. We know that Yaakov goes and he sees that Esav is very tired. And Esav comes to Yaakov and he says, Halitinu namin adom hazeh. And he says, give me the lentil soup. Give me the red lentil soup. And he says, Vayomer Esav, hine anokhi holech lamus. I know I'm going to die. Veloma zeh li bechorah. Why do I need the Bechor? And he sells the Bechor. And then right at the end it says, Vayives Esav at the Bechor. And Esav hated the Bechor, hated the birthright. I would understand if you told me that he hated the birthright when, that's why he sold it. He didn't want it. He didn't care about it. Right? He was going to die. He says right away, I'm going to die. It's very interesting that we see how people, which we'll talk about, but how people approach death. Because when Yitzchak's about to die, when he's going to give over the brachas to a Yaakov and an Esav, death is a little different than the death of Esav talking about death. But then it says, Vayivaz Esav et Bechorah. And then Esav hated the Bechorah. But maybe it should have told me that before. The reason why he sold the Bechorah so is because why? Because he hated it. But right at the end, right after the story where he sells it, it says that he hated the Bechorah. And lastly, we'll call it 3B, even though it's not 3B, but we like 3 questions. Last week we spoke about this a little bit, is that there's very little in the Torah Shebechsav about Yitzchak. We know Yitzchak's involved in all the stories. Right, he's a kid, that's Yitzchak, he was supposed to be shechted. There's an idea of finding a wife for Yitzchak in last week's parsha. This week, very little about Yitzchak. Again, he's giving over the brachas to Yaakov and Esav, but he's always like the secondary player in the story. And the question is, why is there very little of Torah Shebechsav, very little detail of Yitzchak in the Torah? So again, let's just chazer over. Question 1 is, Lamazah Anochi, what does this mean? And Rivka says, why is this I? And furthermore, the Gemara neither says that when we're in utero, we learn Kol Torah Kula. So why did Yaakov want to get out so badly? He's learning with the Malach, learning with the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Question 2 was, what is this fight between a Yaakov and an Esav? Why is Esav, in reference to Esav, says Rashi, he's asui, he's complete, and Yaakov is grabbing onto the heel. Why at the end, by the selling of the Bechor, does it say that Esav, by Yivaz et the Bechor, he hated the Bechor, but now he sold the Bechor and then he hated it? And lastly, why is there such little information about Yitzchak in the Torah? So we all love stories. And we got to come out with that Yisod. And whenever I hear about Rivka and her not having sonograms, very interesting Shaila, is that, let's say, we know that if a woman is married to a Kohen, right, she's an Eishes Kohen, and she knows that she's having a girl, because girls are allowed to go into a cemetery, and she, for whatever reason, she has to go into the cemetery, and she's pregnant. Is she allowed to go into the cemetery when she knows she's having a girl? Very interesting, Shiloh. How do we view sonograms? Good, Shiloh. But I have a funny story about sonogram. When we had our first child, me and my wife, Connie, when we had our first child, I was determined to find out exactly what kind of baby was, a boy or a girl. And she, my wife, didn't want to find out. So we went, I went. Remember going to the sonogram. And I'm has a big grin on my face, and I'm like, she's like, what? I'm like, I know. She's like, what do you mean you know? I'm like, I know. I know what it is. She's like, I don't think you know. She's like, maybe you didn't realize, because the technician said that it says female because I'm a female. I said, that doesn't make sense. What do you mean? They're not giving the sonogram to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know. I gotta watch my weight a little bit, but like, what? Why would they be giving me a sonogram? Men can't have babies. You know, they can't have babies. That's just their messias. That's what it is. They can't have babies. She said, no, the sonogram was talking about me, female. I'm like, no, female for the baby. Turned out I was right? Because we had a baby. We had a baby girl. We had 6 girls right in the beginning. Baruch Hashem. And then we had a couple boys, 2 boys. But it's amazing. Sonograms, they're amazing.
But again, I wasn't able to tell. But imagine, Rivka has no clue what's going on. All of a sudden, she's going to one place, and it's kicking, going to a place of Avodah Zarah, and then she goes to a base medrash, and it's kicking, and she doesn't know what's going on, and she doesn't know what to do here. And the Kli Yakut says something amazing. Think about it. Rivka, her father-in-law, right? Her father-in-law was Avram. He was the person that represented the Jews finding God. However old he was, finding God at 3 or at 40 or 48. Teaching everyone about Judaism. And Sarah, her great mother-in-law, teaching her about, teaching everyone about Judaism. And now all of a sudden, she's coming and marrying a Yitzchak, the tzaddik, the gadol hador, that didn't leave Israel, staying put. And all of a sudden, she doesn't know what's in her stomach because she ran away from her house. She left her house, which was Avodah Zarah. And all she wants is to continue this Jewish lineage, the DNA of Klal Yisrael, the Avos and the Imos. And she says, Lama zeh anochi, why is this happening to me? Why? My father-in-law is Avraham. My husband is a Yitzchak. Why is this happening to me? The Groot goes as far as saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi. Why Anochi? Lama zeh Anochi? Says the Vilna Gaon. Because it's representing Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Because that's, we believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in our lives. And he's practically in our lives in a very real way. We want to be authentic with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anochi. And she says, I believe in you, Hashem. I love you. I want the relationship. I was davening. I couldn't have children. And now you blessed me with the ability to have children. And now I have something in my stomach. And it's, one day it's going there. And the other day it's going there. That's not what I want. What is this? All I want is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So all Rivka wants is that relationship with Hashem. And all of a sudden, she's not sure what's going on. So what did she do? She went to Lidrosh Es Hashem. She went to the Beis Medrash. She went to the Gedolim to figure out what's going on. She went to Davin to Hashem. She went to say, hey, help me. The Ribbono Shel Olam, help me. Now, what's this fight? What's this fight between a Yaakov and an Esav? Rashi says that Esav represents Asui. He comes out Edmoni, red, complete, quoting down from the Medrash that he was complete. He was fixed. And Yaakov's grabbing onto the heel. Because Yaakov said, Esav's like, listen, I'm complete. I'm good to go. I don't need to work on myself. And Yaakov says, I'm grabbing onto the heel. I'm never going to give up. I'm going to put my hard work into it. I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to push. I'm going to grab on and never hold back. And Esav says, I'm good. I'm good to go. Why is it that Rivka loves, constantly loved, Ohedes, and Yitzchak was in past tense? So imagine, you have a rabbi, he's coming to try out for the job of the shul. And now, he's trying out for the job and he's so prepared, he's preparing all the shiurim, and he's got it all down, and he's doing the razzle-dazzle, and it's great, and the community is really getting into it. But then at the same time, they're thinking, wait, maybe he's putting on a show. Maybe he doesn't really know so much. Maybe he's not a Talmud Chacham. Maybe he doesn't know anything. Maybe he's just putting on a show. So, how will you know if he's putting on a show? Because only time will tell. So very nice for his problem, and when he's showing out, he's speaking to the people, he has all his drushas. But guess what? In a couple months from now, you're going to find out what he's like. So if you look in the past, that means it was just the past. He was able to do it, but he can't do it now. But if it's future, every day you get to see the rabbi, and you get to see his drushas, and you get to hear his Torah, and you get to see his midos, his character traits, and he's building himself every day, and you say, wow. That's future. And that's how you'll tell if this rabbi is a great person or not. So Dubna Magid says, that's the same idea here. You know why Rivka loves and continuously loves Yaakov? Because Rivka realized that he's a person that is always future-oriented. You know, as Klal Yisrael, that's coming from an Avram to a Yitzchak to a Yaakov, we always look to the future. We learn from our mistakes, which he's spoken about so much before, because we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. You know, it's very interesting. It says, Vayivaz, that Esav didn't want the Bechor. So he asked, why are you telling me this now? He sold the Bechor. You know why? Because he realized that he made a mistake. Esav said, listen, I'm in this world, but I'm going to die. There's no Olam Haba. I'm in this world for this world. I'm going to go get the food. I'm going to go get the food and I'm going to have the food. But how do you look at food? Obviously, you need food to live. So do you use the food to live or you live for food? You know, it's very interesting because the same food, again, there's so many parallels in this parsha. We see food is a major thing for Esav, and then food is brought to Yitzchak when he's giving the brachas. And the way Yitzchak uses food is for Kedusha. He wants to give brachas. He wants to put Kedusha into it. Whenever a person makes a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, you're not blessing, what are you blessing the food? Right? You're blessing God? No. Baruch means Brecha. I'm showing you Hashem, you're the source. You're the one that created it. Shakol Nieder Varo, it's all you. You're the one that created everything. But Esav looked at food as in I'm in this world. And you know, Esav realized he made a mistake by Yivaz. So he was angry. He disgraced the Bechor because he couldn't realize he made a mistake. You know, a big person, you know what a big person is? Is that he realizes he makes mistakes. We all make mistakes. But we learn from our mistakes. Right? Everyone makes mistakes. We're not in this world to be perfect. We know it's very interesting. The Gemara tells us that four people in Jewish history never did any aveiros. Right? Yishai, Amram, Binyamin, right? Kalev, the brother of Shlomo. So if you look at all of these personalities, these are people that were perfect, but at the same time, they weren't our Gedolim. They were big people. But they weren't our Gedolim. Look at who came out from them. Right? Yishai and David. Because David made some mistakes. But he picked himself up. And he was David HaMelech. Sefer Tehillim. Psalms, right? Psalms. I don't know why. Psalms, right? But Psalms, right? We all say Tehillim. Davening to Hashem. Right? That's our magic book. Tehillim. We say it every day. Psukei Dezimra. Hallel, right? Rosh Chodesh Kislev, right? We're singing to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's David HaMelech. But he had ups and he had downs. He had a lot of hardships in life. But he had ups and he has downs. And then you have in Amram. Who did Amram? Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest leader that ever lived. Because Moshe also, there were mistakes. Because he's a normal person. Right? He was a normal person. We view Moshe as this. He was a normal person that made mistakes also. And that's what a Navi is. The Rambam writes in the Sodei Torah that a Navi is someone that's normal, but he perfects himself. He works on himself. And then you have a Binyamin, right? Coming from a Yaakov. His brother Yosef saving. And he was great, but look, there are greater people. Why? Because all these people didn't do Averas. And no one should do Averas, but we fall. And the point is that we pick ourselves up. And we realize we make mistakes. But Yaakov is a person that looks to the future. Yaakov, I grab onto the heel, and I look, I see what I could do. But Esav lived in the moment, and he only lived in the moment. Yaakov said, I'm going to look, where am I headed? Where am I headed in life? Where are my goals, as we've spoken about before? How am I going to greatness? And that's why Rivka, she loves continuously, because she looked to the future. You know, the Gemara tells us in Tanya's famous Gemara, Choni HaMagil, right? Choni HaMagil was a circle trying to get the rain, and then he was going to go to sleep, and he decides to plant the carob tree. And they come to Choni and they say, hey, that carob tree is not going to be around for another 70 years. Why are you planting it? And he said, famous Gemara, maybe I'm not planting it for myself, but I'm planting the seeds for my grandchildren. And the Gemara says that he fell asleep and he woke up 7 years later and he sees his grandchildren eating the carob tree. Because Klal Yisrael is setting themselves up for the future. We're future-oriented people and we want to change. We want greatness. But Esav is a person that's asui. I'm fixed. I'm done. I'm in this world for this world, nothing else. But I realize when I'm a Yid, when I'm a Jew, I always can change myself. I always look for greatness. You know, they tell a story of Rav Sadigon. Rav Sadigon was in the snow, and he was riding in the snow, and they said, "Hey, Rav Sadigon, one of the great Gonim, why are you in the snow?" And he said, "Because guess what? I was in an inn. And I was in an inn, and the person treated me really nicely. And then it found out that Rav Sadigon was in the inn, and they all came. And the innkeeper came to me and said, 'I feel so bad.' And he said, 'Why do you feel so bad? You treated me nicely.' He said, 'No, because if I knew that you were Rav Sadigon, I would have treated you so much better.' And Rav Sadigon took the muster and he said, 'Wow, I'm in this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me life and everything. And every day I'm able to learn Torah. Every day I'm able to do chesed. And wow, if I only realize how much every day, how much the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam is.'" But a person needs to put himself in the right environment. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, is that you know why Yaakov needed to get out? Because although he was learning Torah Hashem with the Malach, and we believe it's a Gemara, but still he had Esav HaRasha next to him. A person needs to put himself in the right environment. He needs to realize that where you set yourself up, where you're going to grow, is where you put yourself in the right environment, the right friends, the right groups, the people that take life seriously, obviously have a good time, but at the same time they realize, wow, I'm here in this world for the next world. But it's not just for the next world. You know, they tell the famous story of Rav Shach, the great Gadol Hador. And Rav Shach said that maybe in Olam Haba, there's going to be people that are going to be big bali stuck and they're going to get a much bigger Olam Haba than me. But all I know is that I was in this world to cleave to Hashem, to learn His Torah, to do His mitzvos. Geshmak Olam Hazeh. And we all have the ability to tap in, to have that great Olam Haba, because we're doing such great things. And Nefesh HaChaim writes, Rav Chaim Volozhin writes, is that we don't even realize what we're doing with our Meisim Chesed. We don't even realize what we're doing with our Torah, with our davening. We don't know where our davening is going. Sometimes we daven and we're like, hey, we're not being answered. It's not working. But you don't know that your tefillah, it's going to generation to generation to generation. You don't know what you saved. You don't know what you stopped. You don't know. We don't know. We're so limited. We're stuck. But we have to look bigger. Do you know what Yitzchak represents? Yitzchak represents the Midah. Again, last week we spoke about how Yitzchak didn't want to change anything of Avram. You know, it's not easy, but when you come up with such an amazing thing, you want something that you want to change. But Yitzchak said, no. Wow, he found the Ribbono Shel Olam. I need to teach it. I have to give it over to my son Yaakov. I need to bring it. Give the Shvat and bring it. And you know what? Yitzchak also was he was introverted. He was to himself. And you know, over the years, with Gedol Yisrael, you have some people that are introverts. They sit and they learn. And they sit and they do what they want. And there are some people that are extroverts. That they're more labedic, they're more loud. But you need both personalities. They're both important. Someone that's introvert has to realize, let's define it as Yiras Hashem, fear. Trying to just, he's straight, and that's amazing. But at the same time, you have to put sometimes, you got to put more emotions into it. And it's hard, but you got to put emotions into it. You have to get out of yourself. You got to, obviously, you're with Hashem and shining, but sometimes you have to go out and try what you can. But at the same time, someone that's always out and doing what they can, sometimes they have to make sure that they're straight and learning as much as they can. Having both, and I think that's the beginning of the Torah. It says that Avram Holides Yitzchak. Why do you have to tell me again? So they sing Mefarshim say is that the Midah of Avram is Chesed and the Midah of Yitzchak is Gvur, but you need both of them. Chesed going out and Gvur being strong within yourself, creating the right boundaries, being able to learn, set aside time. So this is the idea. Esav represents living in this world for this world, grabbing onto the lentil soup, realizing that brachas don't really mean anything. And Yaakov is the person that looks to the future. Obviously, Yaakov needs to be in the right environment. Everyone needs to be in the right environment. Everyone has to realize that we make mistakes. If you don't think you make mistakes, you're making the most mistakes. You got to realize we make mistakes, but we grow from our mistakes. But we look to the future. And if a person realizes this, a person realizes how special Klal Yisrael is, that we never give up. Kli Yakar says, and it's amazing,
We're never in the middle. Right? It's like a moving escalator. Yeah, you're either going up or you're going down. You see Klal Yisrael all the time. Sometimes we're down and sometimes we're up. Never in the middle. But we're always moving. We're always moving. And we always want to move in life. If a person falls, because we're normal and we're human, but a person says, I'm just going to get myself back up. I'm going to fight the atheism. I'm going to fight the anti-Semitism. I'm not done in this world. I have so much more to do. But if a person realizes, wow, Hashem put me in this world for a mission. He put me in this world to accomplish. He put me in this world because I'm Bnei Yaakov. I'm a person that loves Hashem. I tap into the Ribbono Shel Olam. So let us realize that. A Yaakov. Hakol Kol Yaakov. You know, if you look at Hakol Kol Yaakov, Kol is with a Vav and without a Vav. And the Vilna Gaon says, Kol. And Kol, sometimes with a Vav and without a Vav, there are two types of Kols. There's a learning Torah as a Kol and the Tefillah. And Klal Yisrael always needs our Tefillahs. We go through hard times sometimes. The nations of the world want to destroy us physically and spiritually. But we need to realize, wow, how much Hashem has given us and how much more we have to daven. And how much more, again, we're living for the Olam Haba. But when we live for the Olam Haba, we also have the great Olam Hazeh. This is Hashem. Let us realize how much we can accomplish, how we look to the future, and how we can become that walking inspiration for ourselves and for our generations and generations to come. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.